Hey, good morning and welcome to the Dan Blackburn Radio Show. This is how legends are made. Today's topic is patience. That's right, waiting. Waiting for something to happen. How patient are you? For the last 17 years, I've helped thousands of people reach their dreams. And after I hit rock bottom in 1997, I vowed to never ever be in that place again. I changed. I did what I had to do. I built a formula that works. For info on that formula and more about me, head over to danblackburn.com and get all the details. So I'm a dad, a coach, a mentor, and this weekend I am in London, Ontario. And here in London, every year they have a huge event in downtown. They call it in Victoria Park. It's called Sunfest. And it's essentially a group of vendors and musicians and buskers and different people come together, and they put on this amazing event. And it was a gorgeous, gorgeous day. And I went over there with my family, with my partner, and my two daughters, and we had an amazing time. But there was something that happened there that made me smile and then made me reflect on how people live their lives, how I live my life. And it was patience. And oddly enough, there are two heavily, heavily populated areas. And any of the women that are listening, you know that the women's washroom is always one of the most crowded spots at these type of events. And there were thousands and thousands of people. Maybe there were tens of thousands of people at this event. So the women's washroom was overcrowded. And the other place was the funnel cake vendor. And the funnel cake, for any of you who don't know, is batter, like pancake or cake batter, thrown into a deep fryer and then cooked up and then topped with a myriad of different choices from fruit to whipped cream, icing sugar, so on and so on. So you can really be as creative as you want. So this place is crowded. And my daughters, the moment we walked onto the fairgrounds, my daughters were asking, can we get funnel cake? So as I stood there in line, so eventually after a number of hours, we broke down and we got the funnel cake. But while we were waiting in line, maybe 10, 12 people deep, and then the line is maybe 3-4 people wide. So as we made our way up to the line, I was amazed to watch the difference between the children and the adults in line. The children, in their mind, already had the funnel cake. I mean, the fact that mom and dad said yes, it was already a done deal. Waiting was a part of the process. It was a natural part of the evolution. It was like, you know, expecting that, you know, to have one without the other just wouldn't even make sense to them. On the other side, the parents were frustrated, became aggravated with waiting. And the things I heard in line, I don't know if you've ever been a part of a line waiting at an event or at a fair. But the, you know, things I heard from parents was, this is ridiculous, to they don't know how to run a business, to, you know, how long is this line going to take? And I stepped back in that moment and I really enjoyed watching the interaction and the difference between the two. I mean, here's two groups of people that came together for the same goal, for the same outcome, the same time, the same place. And two of them were having significantly different experiences. So when you're out there in the business world, are you frustrated when things don't go your way? If things don't unfold, if you present the proposal, if you make the pitch, if you go to the interview, if you do the things that you think you need to do, and you don't get the answer on your timeline, does that throw you off your game? Do you become impatient? And then what happens to you when you become impatient? What's your body language? How do you act? How do you interact? How do you talk with others? Because these children waiting in line for funnel cake, their interaction with each other was the same, if not even more elevated. I mean, they were excited. They were stoked. They were getting funnel cake. What else to get excited about? Parents in line were looking for all the reasons for things not to go in an uplifting, joyful, connected, positive way. And then a few questions came to my mind, and I asked these to you. You know, when you're waiting, do you trust that you feel you've done everything you can? Do you trust the other person? Are you looking for reasons and things to do? Because that's what these people, this is what these adults in line were doing. And then one parent in line says, well, there's going to be none left. By the time we get up there, there's going to be none left. So does that ever happen to you? Do you ever feel that there's only a certain amount available and that if you don't get an answer right now, that you're not going to get your due? You're not going to get what you think you deserve. Well, that's not true because there's an endless supply of funnel cakes and there's an endless supply of opportunity out there for you. Whatever field you're in, whatever dream you're chasing, whatever way you're wanting to lead your life, there is an abundance out there. There's enough for you, for everybody else, not just for now, but for eternity. There's enough for you now, enough for everyone now, and enough for all of us for eternity. So there will always be enough. The question is, are you willing to stay in the game, stay patient, stay focused? Because like these adults standing in line, if I was a business and I was looking to hire someone, I'm going to look at the body language. I'm going to look at how people interact. I'm going to look how they engage when they're frustrated through a whole myriad of different behaviors. Those are the people I want to do work with. Those children in line were the ones that were so committed to having a great time and getting what they wanted. That's legendary. You see, if you want to see legendary, watch a child. They don't get caught up in the moment. They've been able to master that when they pour themselves into it and they're focused on a result, they let it go. They know the rest is going to come. So do you ever feel like someone's getting a better opportunity? This is a great one I hear over and over through my coaching. If you ever feel like someone's getting a better opportunity than you and you get frustrated, like people in line at the funnel cake are saying, well, I think that person just butted in line in front of me. I think that, oh no, there weren't three of those people there before. Now six people are in line. So that means the one guy was waiting. He was holding a spot for five others. That's not fair. How many of you have ever done that in the business? Oh, it's not fair. I didn't get the right opportunity. And I'm standing in line watching this unfold for funnel cake. And I'm amazed at how it's exactly like the business world. It's exactly like the business world. So it's time for you to trust. And no one's getting a better opportunity than you. They might have a chance. They might know someone. They might have the inside edge or the inside track. Well, big deal. There's areas in your life where you could get the inside track. So let it go. Because there's always going to be enough left for you. Always. Always, always, always. So when I was thinking about putting this topic together and bringing this to you today, there were three keys that I want to share with you that I've learned from legendary people and I've been able to use myself. Number one is pour everything that you have into who you are and what you do. Pour everything you have into who you are and what you do. And then, number two, don't chase. Just let it go. See, when you pour everything in of who you are and everything of what you do, that's all you can do. It's all that matters. And that's usually where we lose the patience. You see, because you're not in control of how the funnel cake is being made, you have a story that comes up about you not getting your fair share, about you not getting an opportunity, about someone else getting an opportunity that's bigger, better, faster, quicker than yours. That's all nonsense. None of that's true. So stay focused on what you want. Pour everything in, don't chase, and then give up on your expectations. See, you have no control over how things happen in that kitchen while getting funnel cake. And as I stood there and watched, and parents are complaining and making excuses and all these things, and yet they have no clue what's happening in that kitchen. Then I imagine that business is doing everything they can to be as fast, as productive, and as efficient as possible. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I'm thinking that there's someone there at that job site who cares about the product, the quality, the timeliness, and cares about making money, cares about making that venue as productive as possible. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So give up on the expectations. Do everything you can and then let it go. Don't chase. Whether you're waiting in line for funnel cake, whether you're pursuing the next business contract, or whether you're just living your daily life, give up on expectations. Who knows how it's going to play out? You and I don't have control over that. Just let it go. And like the parents in line, waiting for funnel cake along with their kids, the end result, the final result was the same. They both had huge smiles on their faces, and this was the end. This was the amazing part, is through this time, the kids are having a great time. They're loving it. They're enjoying it. They're stoked. They can't wait to order. They get there. They order. It's amazing. The adults, frustrated, angry, trying to blame, point fingers, make excuses, grumble, grumble, grumble. They get to the front. They order their funnel cake. They wait. Now they get this custom-made funnel cake, and that's the thing everybody loves, right? It's custom-made. It's just for me, only for me, one of a kind. How many people would like to do business and be one of a kind, have things made for them, have a marketplace carved out that's unique, that's just for you? Well, then once these kids and these parents get the funnel cake and they sit down side by side on the grass or on one of the park benches, their smile, their radiance, their excitement, their joy is the same. They're back to the same place. So see, they started at the same place. Excitement, joy, making the decision to get the funnel cake. They ended up at the same place. The funnel cake tasted great. They had smiles on their face. They had icing sugar all over their shirts. They had chocolate sauce on their nose. And they had a little bit of whipped cream on their lips. They looked exactly the same with huge smiles, living in the moment. But it's the piece in the middle. It's from when they got in line till they got the fork to their mouth that was the difference. The kids are legendary. They had an amazing time. The entire process was awesome, was fun, was enjoyable, was memorable. The parents, not so much. So which one do you want to be today? Which one do you want to be tomorrow? Which one do you want to be for the rest of your life? The legendary people get excited at the start and at the end, and they keep the enthusiasm up through the middle. If that's what you want for your life, then this is your opportunity to make it happen. Get connected. Stay in that joy the entire time. Give up on things happening exactly the way you think they're supposed to happen. They will happen the way they're intended. Just give everything you got. Bring everything to the table and don't chase. Things will happen. Greatness is already inside you. The legendary status is already there. You just have to reach inside and turn it on. Follow what legends do. Follow what these kids do. They're masters at pouring themselves into things. Masters at this. And I urge you, if you get in one of those moments where you're feeling edgy, feeling frustrated, feeling like things aren't going your way, watch a child, or even better yet, have fun in that moment and remember what it was like when you were a child. This is Dan Blackburn for the How Legends Are Made radio show. Thank you for listening. Remember to always dream, plan, execute yourself to a legendary life. Talk soon.